You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet, where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Well, welcome back, folks. We are continuing on with our series, Are You a Practicing Communist?, which most people are. And we're continuing specifically with the fifth plank of the Communist Manifesto, which is centralization and credits in the hands of the state by means of a national bank with a state capital and exclusive monopoly. We're talking about the Federal Reserve System and how we have the fifth plank of the Communist Manifesto going on here in the United States, and how most people are bought in completely on this system, and they participate with credit cards, checks, debit cards, and how the government is now moving us over to digital currency so that they can bring in the mark of the beast and turn our accounts off so we can't buy or sell. And the only solution to that is do everything you possibly can yourself and your family and rely on God for the rest, because this beast system is out there. The one world government is out there that George Bush Sr. announced, almost 20 years ago, now over 15. But what does the scripture say about this? In Deuteronomy chapter 25, verses 13 through 16, it says, Thou shalt not have in thy bag diverse weights, a great and a small. Thou shalt not have in thine house diverse measures, a great and a small. But thou shalt have a perfect and just weight. A perfect and just measure shalt thou have, that thy days may be lengthened in the hand which the Lord thy God giveth thee. For all that do such things, and all that do unrighteously, they are an abomination unto the Lord thy God. Well, this makes it pretty clear. No unjust weights and measures here. So, what are examples of this? Well, I just explained it to everybody. Credit cards, Federal Reserve notes, that's not real money. Real money is gold and silver. The government has tricked us into getting rid of our gold and silver and taking these Federal Reserve notes, soon to be done away with also, to go to a completely digitized currency system, which is meaningless. It means nothing. Just like the cryptocurrencies, they can be supposedly worth a lot of money one day and worthless the next. Evaporates, vanishes. The government lies to us. See, we're under a curse from God because we're practicing this evil system. They lie to us and tell us that the inflation is 4.5% or whatever the lie of the day is, when it's really running about 20%. And interest now is rising, so there's more crashes around the corner. The commercial property will probably be the first, because with the higher interest rates, this property has to be refinanced every 5 years. And there's a lot of people that hold this property that aren't going to meet the requirements to be able to get refinancing. So it'll be foreclosed on. And when that happens, it's going to be the domino effect. Folks, get ready, prepare, pray, and ask God to protect you, because the beast is coming. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It is produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.